a unique prison program at the Ohio Reformatory for Women, is getting a brand new building. WOSU's Paige Flager reports from Marysville.
Alicia Floyd bounces her son Chance on her lap.
He's the fattest baby here.
He's 4 months old, and his chunky little legs stick out of his blue striped onesie. The cinder block walls are covered in paintings of Sesame Street characters. Baby dolls lie tucked into miniature beds on the windowsill. Outside, there's a tall chain link fence topped with barbed wire.
I was actually a month before my due date when I got sentenced.
Floyd is part of the reformatory's Achieving Baby Care Success Program, or ABC. It lets women who are pregnant when they're incarcerated keep their babies with them in prison. It gives mothers the opportunity to do things like breastfeeding and bonding with their newborn, which studies show improve children's long-term health and well-being. The program is difficult to get into. Offenders can't be convicted of a violent crime or have any history of problems with child services, and must have sentences less than 36 months. It's the only program of its kind in Ohio and one of about 10 nationwide.
This is my first child, like, so if I didn't have him, I'd probably melt down. I was worried that I wasn't gonna be able to raise him. So, I mean, it's a blessing, honestly, to be here. It's a big blessing.
ABC has been in the same space since the program started in 2001, a locked unit just off the reception area where new inmates end up when they first arrive at the prison. A large window lets officers outside keep watch over the nursery, but also allows new inmates to look in.
That's where the people look in the window and stare at the babies and stuff like that. We don't know what their charges are. So that's really what I don't like. That's the only part I don't like.
Aura Yazel just joined the unit. She points out the walls of the rooms where moms and babies sleep don't go all the way to the ceiling. Her son, Jacob, is only a few weeks old. She says it's hard enough to get a newborn to sleep without the sounds of the other babies crying, too.
I just got my baby to go back to sleep. Please, please stop crying. Please don't wake him up with your crying.
The new nursery building addresses the mom's concerns. It also has a full kitchen to prepare meals, their own in-unit officer, and more space for other ABC programming. That includes breastfeeding consultation, postpartum counseling, Head Start, and weekly appointments with a pediatrician. The building will cost the state more than $2 million. Prison warden Ronette Burke says the program helps the moms develop good habits and skills that they take with them when they leave.
You go to school and you learn how to do all these things, but who teaches you how to be a parent?
Along with participating in the programs offered for both mom and baby, the women in ABC have to get a job or take classes when they're incarcerated.
We have a mom over there in college, and so how wonderful is it that she has an opportunity to work on her college degree, raise her child in a healthy environment?
Warden Burke says she sometimes hears criticism from people who think using taxpayer money to keep babies with their incarcerated mothers is like rewarding bad behavior.
We certainly can't control the fact that they come to prison, but we can definitely control what we do with them while they're here and do our part as public servants to ensure or to at least give people all the tools they need so they don't come back.
Prison leaders say of the more than 300 women who have been through the ABC program, about 50 have returned to prison. That's slightly less than the recidivism rate for all women inmates in Ohio.
I'm so happy to see this building.
Outside, Warden Burke smiles fondly at the new nursery building. At this point, it's just a shell of a structure with a roof. It might be hard to see now, but she says it marks a new chapter for the ABC program and for the moms and babies. It should be ready in early 2019, a fresh start for the new year. Paige Flager, WOSU News.